You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is Lisette Sweetland. She is the Executive Director for the Tuolumne County Arts. Good morning, Lisette.
Good morning.
New name for Tuolumne County Arts used to be known as the Tuolumne County Arts Alliance. What are we officially calling this now?
We are still technically Tuolumne County Arts Alliance, but because it's a lot easier, we drop the Alliance part, or Tuolumne County Arts. Or if you want to be really fun, our new acronym is TCA squared.
Got it. And you have a new location. What's going on? Where was the old location and why did you move?
So old location was we had two buildings up at the Dome campus. We had the old cosmetology building, for those of us that have been around long enough to remember that, and the old Sonora Parent Nursery School building. We are actually hoping to retain the Sonora Parent Nursery School, and we're working with the high school on that. But we have decided to evacuate the cosmetology building, and we've now moved to 160 South Washington Street, Sonora Inn, where Bedazzled used to be, actually.
Pretty much as downtown could get.
Absolutely. We are right on the corner of Stockton and Washington, where everybody can reach us, and it really fits our new mission of being accessible to people, to everyone, the community, visitors, students, residents, what have you. And it's really lovely because we're right across the street from House of Beauty Art Gallery, or Art Salon, I should say. We're right across the street from Aloft Art Gallery. We're right across the street from the Visitors Bureau. So we're hoping really to create a little bit of a cultural district, as it were.
And how much of a difference will this move make?
Oh my gosh, huge. This was sort of an opportunity we couldn't pass up.
You have a new website as well.
A lot
of new stuff going on.
Lots of new stuff. I got in there and I really just shook the tree. But I think it's been good. A lot of the fruit that's fallen on the ground has been really just plentiful and ripe. So our new website is mytuolumnecountyarts.org.
All right. You do not rest during the winter.
No. We are go, go, go all year long. And part of what we have coming up, I want to talk about a couple of different things. We've got Poetry Out Loud coming up on February 5th. And we're so excited because as part of our new move, we now also are going to be able to hold certain events in the banquet room at the Sonora Inn. And it's so exciting because that's not a space that's been widely used over the past few years. So the new owners, who are just lovely, lovely people, have decided to make this a space that is accessible to the community, for the community.
This is in partnership with the California Arts Council?
It is. It is.
Tell us about Poetry Out
Loud. California Arts Council has, I think, 54 of the 58 counties in California participate in Poetry Out Loud. Calaveras just recently joined last year. I think it was their first one. And we've been doing it for as long as Poetry Out Loud has existed, thanks to BZ Smith. And she brought Poetry Out Loud to, I think at that point it was CSAC, Central Sierra Arts Council. And it's something that, it's really a feather in our cap for Tuolumne County. We've boasted many state champions, or at least ranking in the state championships. And we've had a two-time state champion winner who went to D.C.
In Focus 2019. Talk a little bit about In Focus.
So it's our 32nd annual In Focus competition. We are actually taking submissions until the 28th. So you have a chance, if you're a budding photographer or an established photographer and you really want to participate this year, you have until the 28th at 6 p.m. And you'll have to go to their website, which is an entirely different website from ours, infocus-tcaa.org.
And you're talking about the 28th of this month?
The 28th of January.
So just a few days left.
Just a few days.
All right, submit that. But you'll find the categories and what they're looking for as far as entries. When will that be displayed?
So the reception and awards ceremony is the 10th of March, and then the gallery will be hanging from March 11th through March 24th.
Angelo's Hall?
Angelo's Hall in Columbia.
Columbia. Before I let you go, how is the Tuolumne County Arts funded?
So we are funded through grants from the California Arts Council and various other grants that we do apply for, whether it's through Sonora Area Foundation or sometimes we apply for USA Today grants, National Endowment for the Arts, but we are also funded by donations. We're getting ready to launch our new membership drive. We kind of restructured everything. We used to do what was called Hearts for the Arts, and now we're going to be looking at a different type of membership drive where there'll be some incentives, events, tickets to our events, things like that.
So. Okay, so the website is
mytuolumnecountyarts.org.
And the telephone number to call?
209-532-ARTS or 2787.
Lisette Sweetland, Executive Director for Tuolumne County Arts. Always good to see you.
You too, Mark.